Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda. On Wednesday, July 15th, 2015, episode 11.03, the NFL News and Training Camp Preview Show. Oh my gosh, people, it is so good to finally be back in the chair behind the microphone. This is the longest hiatus I have taken from NFL Rants and Raves since I started the show almost 11 years ago. The last show was back in May sometime, you know what, but I took some much-needed R&R, I recharged the good old batteries, I was able to hang out with my family from Texas who came to visit, caught up with some old friends. I really needed to take the time to make sure that I was up for another season, and after the stuff that happened today, I had to get back behind the mic. I am back, people. Plus, I've remodeled the Rave Cave. That meant with dealing with some technical difficulties once I put everything back together. And finally, those technical difficulties have been resolved. And no matter what's happened, I am back. So much has happened in the NFL since I've been away. Suspensions for some big names in Dallas, New York, San Diego. A suspension reduction for a big player for the Cowboys. And what the heck is happening and taking so long with the decision on Tom Brady? Come on already. We're going to talk about all of that. Plus, Richard Graves of Sky Sports News will join me to discuss the three big deals that happened today on Wednesday, July 15th, as the deadline approached for players that had been tagged with the franchise tag. Some big stuff happening there. And I'll talk about some of the training camps I will try and plan to visit and bring you a part of this season. So you know what, folks? Let's chomp it in. Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves. Woo, people, since the Ravy show, Game of Thrones is gone and the season ended, Walking Dead ended. I mean, it's kind of crazy, all the good stuff, all the good TV that is gone, but some more good TV on HBO. I've been watching Ballers, got into that a little bit. I'm turning into a big Dwayne Johnson fan. I'm just going to admit it now. Then I like The Rock, and that's that. That's been pretty cool. But seriously, I had my folks in from Texas. You know, if you've been listening to the show, you know that I come from a very large family, and we had an extra 13 bodies in my home right before the 4th of July and during the 4th of July week. Lots of folks hanging out here. It was great to catch up with my brother and my sister, my mom and their families, and do all kinds of things. You know, whenever people come to Southern California, there's just so much to do. We never know what to do, but we manage Universal Studios, Magic Mountain, Disneyland, the beach, suite at the Staples Center to catch a Sparks game, a lot of partying, and we even had a 5-0 roll up to my house on the 4th of July to investigate some fireworks that may or may not have been being lit from my house. But that's another story for another day. Needless to say, it was great to see the family. Great to take some time off and relax. But I am back for you people. I am here. I am ready to go. So first off, I'm going to do a little housekeeping. Get that out of the way. First, if you haven't started to follow NFL R&R on Periscope, make sure you do that. The very next show that I do from the Rave Cave, now that it's completely remodeled and done and the new monitors are up, it looks great. It's fantastic. But we're going to be showing the show live. Make sure you're following at NFLRANDR on Periscope. It's an app for your phone. Download it. Check it out. There'll be some cool video. And other things that I'm going to do with Periscope, I will be using Periscope at some of the training camps that I attend later on this summer so that you guys can kind of get a sense and a feel for what I'm doing when I'm out there visiting these camps. Periscope, that's the app at NFLRNR. Next, fantasy football emails have gone out. If you played in a fantasy football league with me last year, those emails have gone out to you telling you that it's time to reclaim your team and giving you instructions on how to do so. If you have not gotten it, please, if you've not received that email, please let me know, Stephen@rrn.net, so that I can get it out to you this weekend, Friday night. The spots will open for everyone else, so make sure that you claim your team before then, at which point there's no guarantee that your team will be available to you. Everyone else who wants to play fantasy football, hang tight. By this weekend, I will open it up for everyone to come out and check it out. Big news for show donors. I know that I've been promising you things. We'll talk a little bit later on in the show about what's coming up for show donors. I've got some cool memorabilia stuff from Fathead that I will be kind of giving out, randomizing to show donors, as well as some cool memorabilia from last year's Super Bowl, in which the Pats beat the Seattle Seahawks in dramatic fashion at the end of the game. Some cool Super Bowl-only media guys that I'm making available to all of my show donors. Thank you very much for continuing to support the show. I really appreciate it. I know that last season I only did a limited number of things for you guys. I plan to do a lot more for you show donors this year. And we're starting with the cool stuff from Fathead that I'll be randomizing out and giving one out a week for the next eight shows. And finally, the fantasy football winners from last year, you should check your emails. As a matter of fact, I think I've heard from almost every, there's two or three of you that still haven't responded back as to the size of shirt or hoodie that you won, your prize, you want it. Make sure you get it. Please check your emails. If you have not received it, shoot me an email, Stephen@rrn.net, and I'll make sure that I get that prize to you as soon as possible. All right, folks, that's all the housekeeping that I have to do. Let's get ready to talk some football. We'll start with some NFL news. Now, there is no bigger news right now than today was the last day by 4 p.m. Eastern time that teams who had tagged players could reach a long-term deal with them. We'll get to that in a minute. Richard Graves from Sky Sports News is going to come in just a little bit. We'll talk about all of those signings. Dez Bryant, Dallas Cowboys, Demaryius Thomas of the Denver Broncos, Justin Houston of the Chiefs, and yes, Steven Gadkowski, the kicker for the New England Patriots, even he got a deal. We'll talk about those four. Right now I'm going to talk about some other NFL news that's going on before we get to those long-term deals. We're going to start out with Tom Brady. I don't know what the league is doing. I'm not sure why it's taking so long on this Tom Brady appeal. As it stands, Brady's to miss the first four games of the season. He appealed. And it just seems to me that Roger Goodell is stuck between a rock and a hard place here. There really is no precedent for what kind of punishment he is to give Tom Brady. I still think the four games were a little light. I was thinking maybe six. If this is something truly that you believe affected games and the integrity of the game, making sure that all of the players in the league follow all of the rules, regardless of how silly the rules might seem and how trivial the rules might seem, they are there for a reason. And if they believe that Tom Brady acted in a manner to get other people to circumvent those rules for him, then he needs to be punished. And he needs to be punished accordingly. And if it's something that is impacting the game, then it should be harsh. I don't think four games is harsh. Now if it's reduced to three or even two games or even just one game, I think it's just going to be silly. The NFL is going to look ridiculous. And that's why I think Goodell is taking his time on this. He wants to make sure he gets it right. He needs to get it right for future penalties if anyone else in the future decides to do something like this. Let's hope nobody does anything tampering with footballs anymore. That's just done. But the bottom line is, I think that's why it's taking so long. The question was, why is the league taking so long with Tom Brady's appeal? And I think they just need to get it right. They need to get it right, and they need to make sure it sticks, and they need to make sure it's fair. Speaking of suspensions, I'll talk about another crazy situation here, and this is with Greg Hardy of the Dallas Cowboys. He was initially suspended for 10 games, and the league has reduced his suspension down to 4. I think that's messed up. For the league to say at one point that he felt so bad about what he had done and his domestic violence issues that he was to be suspended 10 games, and after an appeal, an arbitrator goes down to 4? That's a little ridiculous. Now, I think the 10-game suspension might have been a little heavy to begin with because, yeah, sure, he was accused, and there's a lot of evidence out there, and I know that the NFL does its own investigation, but in the court of law, nothing happened. And once again, I don't believe it's the job of the National Football League, and I don't believe it's the job of Commissioner Goodell to punish people for what they do outside of football. Now, if the courts found him not guilty and they let him go and they don't do anything about it, that's not the league's fault. That's the court's fault. That is a fault with our judicial system, and that is where the problem lies. My issue with Goodell is that he sometimes takes whatever it is that happens outside of football, and whether there's legal action or not, he feels he has to act because it is a person who plays in his league. And I understand that. But if I am accused of something, and here I'm talking now out of experience. I have been accused of something in my lifetime, in the past, about 10 years ago. I was accused of doing something that I did not do. And after the fact, I didn't even really know what was going on when I was accused of this. I was going up for a job, and it just turns out that, you know, it was a law firm, and they obviously do their due diligence, and they do the background check, and they say, you know what, Steven, we want to hire you. We think you're the guy for the job, but we can't hire you until you take care of this. And I found out, and I was like, what is that even? So I had to go back, and I had to go and go through the courts and go through all the legal proceedings to find out that someone had accused me of doing something I did not do. Obviously, since that person never showed up to fight it, it got thrown out of court, and then I got my clearance, and then the law firm hired me, and everything was good. But it was like, I understand how it is when you can, in our legal system, can get accused for something that you didn't do. It is possible. It has been done. Innocent people have gone to jail. I know that for a fact. So when people start accusing someone of something, I know that in a lot of these instances, there was video evidence. Obviously, the Ray Rice thing, that was pretty brutal. And I'm not sure everything that happened with the Greg Hardy case, but the court of law did nothing. Much like the court of law did nothing with Ray Rice, but because there was something visual there with Ray Rice, the league felt that they needed to do something, and they did it. Same thing here with Greg Hardy. I think those 10 games were pretty harsh. I think a 6-game suspension would have been okay at the beginning, then maybe reduced to like 2. Now it's been reduced to 4. I just don't know. I think the whole situation is ridiculous. I think 4 is a little light. I think it should have been reduced down to 6. 6 games for you beating up on a woman seems about right. Maybe it should be more. Maybe it should be half the season, maybe 8 games. The problem here that I'm having, and I think the problem that a lot of people are having, is that the league right now seems to be a little wishy-washy. One time it's 2 games, the Ray Rice situation. The next time it's 10 games, Greg Hardy. How do you decide which is which? Then this video came out with Ray Rice, and then they went all overboard. They're like, you're completely gone of the league. The league needs to find a balance. And I think the NFLPA needs to step in, talk to the league and say, hey, we need to come up with something that is going to be consistent. Right now, if a player does something wrong, they don't know what's going to happen to them. We need to send a message that this will happen to you. You do X, this is going to happen. You do Y, this is going to happen. You do Z, this is going to be happen. And it's got to be consistent. Right now, the league is all over the place. There is no consistency, and I think it's pretty crazy. I still think four games is really light for Greg Hardy. But you know what? I think four games is light for Tom Brady for breaking the rules for something that happened on the field. The league just needs to get a handle of it and handle these suspensions a little bit better than they're doing right now. Speaking of which, suspensions. While I was away, there were three big suspensions handed out by the league. First, we'll start with the San Diego Chargers, where tight end Antonio Gates suspended four games without pay for violating the NFL policy and program for performance-enhancing substances. Ooh, you say that three times fast. Violating the NFL policy and program for performance-enhancing substances. That's what Antonio Gates got hit with. He, of course, says he didn't know. He took whatever it was they're accusing him of taking. Bottom line is, are the Chargers are without their star tight end. They've got another pretty good tight end. I expected Ladarius Green to go off last season because he looked so good during the preseason, but then he kind of was lackluster during the regular season. I think this might be a good thing for the Chargers because I think they get Green in there those first four games. They let him work with Phillip Rivers, and he could become the guy to eventually replace Antonio Gates, because Gates is going to be gone for those first four games. Bottom line is, Antonio, you have to know what you put in your body. You know that you are a professional football player and that they monitor everything that you put in your system. You have to know better. You cannot come with me, and I don't think any player now can come with me with the excuse, I did not know what I was putting in my body. That's just not a good excuse. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't even come to me with it. You should never say, I don't know what I'm putting in my body. Because if you don't, you are an idiot. You are a moron if you have no idea what you put in your body. I'm not a professional athlete. And you know what? I look at all the labels to find out what it is I'm putting in my body. It's just important for professional athletes to know what they're taking, what kind of pills they're getting from whatever medical person there are. They need to know, what am I taking? Is this going to show up on the list that's prohibited by the NFL? So there's one. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Rolando McClain, he is suspended the first four games as well for a violation of the league's policy against substances of abuse. This is different from Gates, and this is more kind of the recreational, probably marijuana, probably something other of the kind. We don't know exactly what it was, but it's a substances of abuse policy. That means that, excuse me, he was doing a little something that he shouldn't have been doing, probably having a little bit of fun with it. First four games, he's gone. And I think that's going to hurt the Cowboys, at least in those first four games, because he was a vital part of their defense last year. And finally, the New York Jets didn't get any help from their defensive tackle, Sheldon Richardson, as he also was suspended for the first four games for violating the NFL policy and program of substances of abuse. And you know what? Maybe the NFL needs to take a look at this. There are more and more states that are legalizing the use of marijuana. I can only assume that these substances of abuse that these guys are doing is that pot. You know, you got teams in states where it's legal. The Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, it's legal in Colorado and in Washington. So why does the league still say that these guys who live in this state can't play and live by the rules of that state? I think the NFL wants its cake and wants to eat it too. And I don't believe that. And here it is. We'll go back to the suspensions. Here it is. These guys, for doing recreational drugs, are getting suspended just as much as Tom Brady, and he was a part of a unit that worked to doctor footballs that they used in a football game. How is someone doing a little bit of weed off-site, not helping them in a football game, get suspended the same amount of time for someone who is doctoring footballs and using them in a football game? I don't understand that. That's my problem with the whole suspension process that is given the power solely to the commissioner of the National Football League, because there's clearly some discrepancy there. And once again, by bringing Greg Hardy's suspension and reducing it down to four games, you're saying, you know what? Beating up on a woman is just as egregious as you smoking pot. That makes no sense, Commissioner. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's worse if a man beats a woman than if he smokes a little bit of pot. I think if you smoke a little bit of pot and you're going to get suspended, maybe a game or two. But if you beat a woman, you should be gone for half the season. Maybe even more. Whew. Sorry, I'm off my soapbox now. That's all the suspensions that I have to talk about. But you know what? Before I bring Richard Graves in to talk about the three big signings today, I want to throw a little something out there. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this yet or not, but there is a little rumor, and it started when Jim Fassel, ex-head coach of the Giants, went on Sirius XM NFL radio and kind of dropped a little bit of a bomb. Fassel said, and I quote, "Don't be surprised if there was a very good spring league opening next year in the NFL." Boom. Mind blown.
Boom.
Would you guys watch spring football if it were set up by the NFL? That is a million-dollar question. I want to know. Shoot me an email, Stephen@rarn.net. Let me know if you would watch football in the spring next year in 2016. It's interesting. If the league, look, it didn't want to do football in Europe. It stopped NFL Europe, right? Because it said it's a watered down product. We want to send our real teams over there so that Europe gets to see what American football is really all about, instead of watching these watered-down kind of players and watered-down kind of teams. We want them to see great big talent. Well, here they are talking about starting a spring league. Well, who is going to play in them? I mean, it's not going to be starters for the NFL. Maybe some kind of guys that are on the bubble. Maybe some guys that didn't get drafted that the NFL wants to maybe work up a little bit, see if they can kind of develop them in this kind of experimental spring league. But I was shocked when I heard this about Jim Fassel saying that. I don't know. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know. I guess the league would bring in free agents that didn't get drafted, and maybe some Canadian Football League players will come down and play. You know, there's not been a league that has kind of recently gone up against the NFL and had any success. But this isn't a league that would go up against the NFL. It would be launched by the NFL. That's at least my understanding from a Fassel's quote. So if it were launched by the NFL and they have, you know, the go-ahead and the thumbs up from all 32 teams, and they want to put out some of their fringe players and maybe some of the guys that are on their practice squad, and then the NFL goes out and gets some players that used to play arena football or still playing arena football, and some guys from the CFL, maybe bring some guys over from Europe, from some of the leagues that are being played in over there to try and develop them. It could be interesting. I might watch. You know me, I always want to watch a football game or at least play in one. So it'll certainly be something to look out for and see if the NFL kind of tips its hand sometime during the season regarding this experimental spring league that Jim Fassel is talking about. Maybe Jim Fassel kind of let a cat out of the bag. He wasn't supposed to say anything, and now it's like, whoa, it's out there. But I just want to kind of throw it out there. Me personally, seeing as the spring and is kind of quiet for me, after the Super Bowl, everything just kind of goes into hiatus mode. I would probably watch, but that's just me. I love the sport so much that I'm always wanting to watch it. So check it out. Check it out. If you are want to hear more about the rumors, you can go out to SiriusXM's website or follow their tweets where they're talking about it at SiriusXM NFL. Joining me once again, longtime friend of the show, Richard Graves. What's up, Gravesy?
Hey, Steve, it has been a long time, hasn't it? How's the summer over there?
It's been fantastic. It's been crazy. I've taken some much-needed R&R. As I said earlier in the show, this is the longest hiatus NFL Rants and Raves has had. I've been off the mic for about 2 months, and that's the longest since I started the show. So I have a little jitters. There's butterflies in the stomach and stuff.
Well, you know, we've got, depending on what team you're with, we've got 10 to 14 days before training camp starts. And then what is it, 6 weeks after that, the first game of the regular season.
Football, baby! Do you realize that there are only 7 more Mondays before we have Monday Night Football again?
And for the fans in the UK, even better, Monday Night Football this year is on Sky Sports. You can see every game, every Monday night, on Sky Sports.
What more can you ask for? That is fantastic. So here we are. I'm Richard Graves. Big news, NFL today. Obviously, one player that I'm sure you obviously had your eye on, Dez Bryant. But Demaryius Thomas and Justin Houston of the Kansas City Chiefs all signed big deals. 3 big deals on the final day for players that had been franchise tagged.
Well, a huge day as well, because from 4 a.m., which is what time I got up this morning,
wow,
across the social networks, you saw were there players that were building their cornerstones, their franchises. Were they going to sign long-term deals, or were they going to risk, as Dez Bryant had indicated, these players holding out and perhaps missing regular season games?
Although I think Dez was not going to miss any games. I don't believe he was, but that was he had to say it.
Well, look, it's not only do you believe was Dez going to miss regular season games, but does anybody really believe that Jerry Jones was going to run that risk? And I tweeted that out earlier today. I said, look, if Jerry Jones wants to get a deal done, he will get the deal done. And then lo and behold, after the whole day when people to-ing and fro-ing, arguments, speculation was being put out there along social networks, all of a sudden, with about half an hour to go, you heard of 2 big deals for 2 big wide receivers in the NFL. And let's not forget the Kansas City Chiefs, the biggest deal of the day for their linebacker, Justin Houston.
Okay, before we get to Dez and Demaryius, let's talk about Justin Houston for a minute. 6-year, $101 million deal that includes $52.5 million guaranteed. That is an awful lot of money. And my question right off the bat is it worth it to pay a linebacker quarterback-type money?
Well, it's huge money. And all along, Justin Houston said he wants to be paid J.J. Watt money. Well, you look at this deal that he's got, and it's a little bit better than what J.J. Watt got only last season. Do I think he's as good a player as J.J. Watt? Personally speaking, no, I do not. But you can't get away from the fact that he led the lead in sacks last season, 22 sacks. He was the heartbeat of the Kansas City Chiefs defense. And given some of the players they've lost over the last 2 years, I don't think they could afford to risk losing Justin Houston. So they've come to a deal, they've agreed terms, and Justin City Chiefs seems to be 2 very happy parties.
I mean, that's a lot of money for a guy who doesn't touch the football on every single play. Now, some are going to argue, but Stephen,
well, hang on. Let me stop you there. Let's go right back to the very first day of free agency, and who smashed all records with their deal? And Ndamukong Suh going to the Miami Dolphins. Now you can put the argument that he's at the heart of that defensive line. He will draw attention. He will cause problems up through the middle. I don't think you can afford, as a franchise, if you're serious about winning a championship, to pay that sort of money to one player on the defensive side of the ball. As good as Ndamukong Suh is, I don't think he's worth it. And therefore, by default, you've got to say, I don't believe Justin Houston is worth $101 million.
Well, and that's been my argument the whole time, even when J.J. Watt got his big mega deal last year, is that, look, yes, he's good. Yes, he does a lot on the defensive side of the ball, but at the end of the day, he does not put up the points that you need to win football games. And I don't think that one player on the defensive side of the ball can help a team win a championship. I'm not seeing that.
Especially in the modern day NFL, when it's a quarterback driven league, quarterbacks throw the ball, wide receivers catch it and score touchdowns. And Ndamukong Suh can wreak havoc in the middle of a defensive line. Justin Houston can get after the quarterback and lead the league with 22 sacks. But as we saw only last season, 22 sacks leading the league doesn't mean you go to the postseason.
I saw that contract today and I was like, I've got to get back on the mic because I can't believe he got $101 million and Dez Bryant over here can't even get, you know, $80 million and he's got, what, 41 touchdowns over the last three seasons? What?
So what you're telling us is this NFL animal inside you couldn't be contained anymore. Today, you uncaged the beast.
It could not. The beast had to come out. I was like, what are you? You got to be kidding me. The brother got $101 million. Look, and I'm all for, look, if somebody wants to pay you $100 million, then more power to you. Go out there and get it, my friend. I applaud you. I just don't think the Chiefs are thinking this through. And when they go to then look at their offense next year after Alex Smith is done, what are they going to have? What are they going to have to bring in and pay somebody to want to come to Kansas City because they're not going to have the pieces on the offensive side of the football?
Well, how about I make a bold prediction? Is it too soon to make a bold prediction?
No, right? No, bold predictions right now. I like it.
Right here, July the 15th, 2015, before anyone has returned for training camp, my bold prediction is neither the Kansas City Chiefs nor the Miami Dolphins make the postseason.
Boom! Just like that. I mean, the guys with the two biggest defensive players that just got big money, they don't even get to the postseason?
That's what I'm saying. You've heard it first.
Wow. I'm not going to agree with that just yet. I'm going to take a little bit more time to see how things play.
You like the Miami Dolphins. You've been riding the Dolphins bandwagon, drinking that Kool-Aid for the last 2 years.
Yeah,
that hasn't gone.
That Kool-Aid's starting to sour now. It's not tasting as good as it once was. All right, so back now, let's put Justin Houston to the side. Let's talk now about the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. Both of them locking up their wide receivers. The Broncos with Demaryius Thomas, Dallas Cowboys with Dez Bryant, each getting $70 million over five seasons. I think they're pretty identical with the exception of Dez Bryant gets like almost $2 million more in guaranteed money than Demaryius Thomas. Let's talk about this for a second. Prior to these long-term signings, the NFLPA had said that it was going to go after the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos for collusion, that apparently they were having conversations about these contracts from these two players. Now, do they still go after them, seeing as the guys now have the long-term contracts? It's a done deal. They're signed for 5 years, but the contracts are so identical. Does the NFLPA now go back and say, come on, really? You're trying to tell me that there was no collusion and these contracts are almost to the dime identical?
Well, the problem the NFLPA's got is how do you prove there was collusion? If we'd gone past the deadline and neither player gets a deal done, then maybe the NFLPA has a stronger case. But the fact that both players have got these deals done, they're clearly both happy with what's happened. They're not going to want to speak out against their franchises, their respective teams, are they? They've got their money. Right. They're being paid. So it's a
pay the man, as Deion Sanders would say.
And they've both been paid. It's tough for the NFLPA to go after this with any sort of substance. I think they drop this.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I think it's dropped. There will be no teeth, especially since both players are going to be like, hey, man, we got what we wanted. We're cool. I just found it when both numbers came out. I was like, Wow. I mean, 70 million, 70 million.
There's subtle differences in there, isn't there? I think the Dez Bryant deal, like you say, he gets $1.5 million or something in that region overall in guaranteed money. But his is structured in the sense he gets $20 million for a signing bonus, $23 million if he's still on the roster come March. Well, let's face it, who believes that he won't be on the roster come next March?
Right.
Demaryius Thomas maybe gets a bit more up front right now, but you're talking technicalities, really. In essence, it's the same deal.
Yeah, pretty incredible. I'm happy for Dez because I know that he had come out and he had made a bold statement that he was going to sit out, and as much as he loved football, but he would not be there if he didn't have a long-term deal. Good for him. He's got his money. Now let's just, I want 20 TDs this year. I want 20 touchdowns from Dez Bryant and 18 to 20 touchdowns from Demaryius Thomas. That's what I want to see.
Dez Bryant leads the league over the last 3 years in touchdowns. What is it? He's got 41 touchdowns over the last 3 years.
Yeah, that's
20 incredible. Might be pushing it. But going back to what you're saying about his tweet earlier this week that he wouldn't be there, in quotes, without a deal. Did anybody really believe that? This is a man that turned up the final day of OTAs.
Yeah, that's right. Without a deal. A
franchise tag. He lives, breathes, and eats football. He wasn't going to miss regular season games.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting season. I cannot wait. I am chomping at the bit. I was in Vegas with some buddies a few weeks ago. I had to put some money on the Cowboys to win the whole thing because I got some pretty good odds. And it's on. It's on now. I can't wait. Like I said, 8 weeks from starting to see games that matter. I've started to put in my credential requests for some training camps out here on the West Coast, and I'm going to try and make a little training camp tour and do some videos and stuff as I go along for the fans. Thanks a lot, Richard, for coming on. I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you want to talk about other than apparently some team in the East Coast signed a kicker and gave him a lot of money, something like that? What was that you want to say?
Well, let's show kickers some love.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Have you not been listening to the show? We don't give kickers love on this show, man. As we have a saying here. We go like this. Kickers. Kickers. You want to talk about a kicker? Go ahead. Talk about a kicker.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Steven Gostkowski.
He's got a good name. I'm going to go out on the record and say that he's got a great first name, Steven. That's all I can say for the dude.
Oh, Lord. Let's move on past that. But we're talking a man who came in and replaced Adam Vinatieri. Do you remember when he came in?
Yes.
What was it, 10, 13 years ago, something like that?
Yep.
And there was uproar. How can the Patriots let Vinatieri go? Not only did they let him go, they replace him with somebody that's proved to be more successful. And now he's got himself a four-year deal. What sort of kickers get that? Dan Bailey got a great deal this time, earlier this year with the Dallas Cowboys. But Steven Gostkowski, give the kicker some love.
Four-year deal.
Give him some love.
Four-year deal worth $17.2 million. Congratulations to Steven. That's really cool. But at the end of the day, kickers.
Oh, we agreed. That's four big deals today.
Three big deals and a side note. How about that? Three big deals.
Four big deals, man.
Okay, four big deals. If we want to include New England Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski. I have nothing against Gostkowski. I just think that, that's a whole lot of money for a kicker, man.
I think you've still got that chip with the Patriots on your shoulder.
No, I have nothing to do with the Patriots. Nothing. I haven't said anything ill of the Patriots since earlier in the show when I said Tom Brady needs to stick with the four-game suspension and be done with it. That's all I've said.
And you know when he comes back, don't you? Week 5, Dallas Cowboys, Greg Hardy for the Cowboys, Brady for the Patriots. That's a prime time game.
Do you think that maybe the league had a little something to say, like, hey, they play the Cowboys week 5. Let's suspend them 4 games and he comes back for a big game.
Are you putting a conspiracy theory out there?
Hey, you know, there's so many conspiracy theories out there about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I don't even want to get out to it. But you're right. Week five, Cowboys host the New England Patriots. I just can't wait for football. Look, week one, September 13th, Sunday night football, 3 days after my birthday. First of all, the season kicks off on my birthday, September 10th, Thursday night, Patriots-Steelers. But then 3 days after that, I will be in Dallas to watch them host the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. First Sunday Night Football game of the season. I will be there. Very excited about that. And it's going to be a great season to watch. I just think there's going to be a lot of great things happening in the league in both conferences. I think the AFC's got some teams that are stacked. I think the NFC's got a lot of teams that are stacked. And we're going to see some great races. I like the way the schedule has opened up a lot of possibilities. We'll find out. We'll find out early on.
With all the player movements, the personnel changes, and what's gone on in the close season, you cannot help yourself but get excited about this new season. I think the AFC East as a division is so much year. All the storylines, Darrell Revis will come up against the Patriots, Tom Brady, will he get his suspension lifted? And what about the Buffalo Bills? I saw tonight on Twitter that Rex Ryan, their head coach, is going on a parachute jump this Friday. And we're only 2 weeks away from the start of training camp. What is going on? It cannot come quickly enough. And what is it, 6 months since we were last in Arizona and saw a ball kicked in earnest? Well, it's going to happen within the next 7 or 8 weeks, whatever it is, to the start of the new season. See, I'm not excited. I've lost count.
He's lost count, people. He's lost count. Yeah, Arizona. But this year, it all culminates ending in San Francisco, Super Bowl 50. Everything's golden. The streets are paved in gold. The field markers are paved in gold on the 50-yard line. The NFL's put every – as a matter of fact, their website, I'm looking at their website right now, it's in gold. There's gold everywhere. And so to honor – what I've done with NFLRNR.com is I've got little gold minions running around my whole website. You should go check it out, www.NFLRNR.com. Minions, little gold minions running around the page. It's amazing.
And what about your fantasy league? Are we doing that again this year?
We are doing fantasy football. As I said earlier in the show, emails have gone out to people to join the leagues. Did you not get – you're shaking your head.
I
like
not got an email.
You're shaking your head like you did not get an email.
I haven't got an email. What is going on?
Do I have your email address?
Yes, you do.
I'll make sure that you get an email. I'll make sure that you get one. Which league did you play in last year?
I bypassed it.
Yeah, you didn't play with us last year. So that's why you haven't gotten an email. That's why. But you will be getting one soon. It's going to be, I can't wait. Let's say I'm reeling back a little bit. I won't have, near as many fantasy football teams as I've had in the past because I want to remain sane this season. And I'm doing a lot of, other kind of work and stuff. I'm going to be doing some stuff, for Sirius XM and I'm pretty excited about that. I'm still waiting to hear from the other Richard, to see if I will continue to do some stuff for Sky as well. I'm excited at the opportunity there. I know that Richard is working out and talking to some folks about that. So lots of stuff happening. And with the potential of a team coming to Los Angeles in as little as 2 years, I'm excited about that and what opportunities that may present as well. So just busy, man. I'm busy. And so I don't have the time for 16 fantasy football teams. We'll try to reel it in and keep it at a respectable 8 or 9. How about that?
Well, with the greatest respect, who has 16 fantasy football teams?
I did last year.
That may be where you were going wrong. I'm just putting it out there.
Thank you for putting it out there. You're right. I was going wrong. There were some times where, like, the teams looked so similar. I was like, who am I? What? Who do I even have on this team again? It was pretty crazy. But I managed to win five of those leagues. That's pretty impressive.
It's impressive.
And I was in a couple other Super Bowls. I lost those Super Bowls, unfortunately. But I got 7 out of those 16 teams into the playoffs, into not only the playoffs, but the final game. And 5 of those 7 won it all. So,
speaking of the other Richard, did you not lose to him in one of those leagues?
Wow, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Just putting it out there
thanks.
Again. Just saying.
Thanks, Graves. Thanks. Yes, I'll. As a matter of fact, last year in the RRN leagues where I have fans pay to win a prize if they win the league, I have to say there were seven leagues, five winners were from the UK. The other two winners came from Australia. The U.S. was shut out. So I'm calling all my U.S. fans and listeners out there, you got to step up and rise up. We are being dominated by the U.K. and Australia right now. That cannot happen this year. That cannot happen this year.
It's a global game.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Richard Graves from Sky Sports News. You can check him out. Rich, what are you doing for the NFL this year with Sky Sports?
Well, we've got loads of things planned, obviously. Start of a new season, we have two games every Sunday night. We've got Monday night football this year as well. We'll be showing games every Thursday night from the US. And also on our website, www.skysports.com/NFL. We'll have various blogs from pundits. I'll be doing a preview of every game each week as well. So we've got pretty much every base covered.
I think what we should pitch, Richard, we should pitch to the Sky Sports website that my picks and your picks should go up against each other side by side every week so that I can show you who is boss, my friend.
Bring it on.
You want to take that challenge?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. All right, Richard. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Love to.
So that was Richard Graves with Sky Sports News. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Lots of fun to talk to him. And you can catch him on Sky Sports News talking about the NFL and other sports there. Make sure you check him out. All right, folks. That's just about all the time I have today. I wanted to remind you, fantasy football emails have gone out. If you played in the past, you have till Friday to reclaim your team. Make sure you check your emails. If you have not received it, feel free to email me at steven@rrn.net, and I will get email out to you as soon as possible. Everyone else, if you're interested in playing, we will open up the remaining spots in the leagues on Friday night. So make sure that you are around. And show donors, you will get an email first when those spots become available. Also, I have got courtesy of Fathead, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mini Fatheads to give away, which I'm going to be giving away out at random to NFL Rants and Raves show donors. If you donate to the show or have donated to the show in the past year, thank you very much for doing so. Your support is really appreciated, and I'm going to give a little back, a little something back. I will randomize one a week for the first 8 weeks, for the next 8 weeks. So make sure you're listening and checking your email. The first one will be a mini hat fat head of Hakeem Nicks. Back when he played with the New York Giants. I don't think he plays with the Giants anymore. Let's not do that. Let's save that for last because we want to give one where the player is actually still with the team. So how about this one? We'll start with Texans running back Arian Foster. That'll be the first one. If you're a show donor, make sure you check out your emails. I'll randomize using random.org. Randomize all the show donors and see who wins the fat head. Plus, I will be releasing some of last year's Super Bowl videos that I recorded during the Super Bowl. So once again, show donors, thank you for your support, and some cool little things are coming your way. Any other questions, feel free to send me an email, steven@rarn.net. Let me know what you think of the minions running around NFLRNR.com. They will be there until Universal says, Steven, you have to take the minions off your website. I saw them at work, and I thought they were pretty cool, and so I kind of added them to the site with a little NFL twist. Check them out. They're pretty fun. And if you haven't seen the movie Minions, go check it out. Take your kids. It's quite funny. You will have a blast. Now, before I leave you, I've just decided you've heard me that I am going to be raffling off some really cool Fathead tradables to my show donors. But I will, since this is an older one, Hakeem Nicks with the New York Giants, I am going to give this one to the first person to email me at steven@rrn.net with the phrase, Giants suck. That's right. Email me with the phrase Giants suck, and I will send you a mini Fathead tradable by Fathead of Hakeem Nicks wearing his 88 New York Giants outfit. Once again, I'm Steven Miranda. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. Go out to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now Periscope, NFLRANDR, or visit the website at NFLRNR.com to follow along as the season gets ready to kick into gear. I hope to bring you one fantastic show this season. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Steven Miranda, and I'm out.